With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Game day, baby. It is game day. The Houston Texans versus the Carolina Panthers. A double-digit underdog. A lot of people writing the Texans off because they're being led by a rookie quarterback, Davis Mills. Davis Mills, a third-round pick out of Stanford. Many people just completely dismissing the third-round pick. But I got news for you. 20 years ago to the day, a sixth-round pick. He wasn't a third-round pick. He was a sixth-round pick, that schmuck. Tom Brady was inserted into the Patriots lineup and replaced Drew Bledsoe when Mo Lewis knocked Bledsoe out of the game. The rest is history. If a sixth-round pick in Tom Brady can do it, then a third-round pick in Davis Mills damn sure can do it. It is game day here.
You know what I think about that? You know what I think about that? Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Stranger things have happened, John Lopez.
No, they haven't.
Did they expect Tom Brady 20 years ago today to be the best quarterback of all time?
Let me just tell you again. Stranger things than that have not happened.
Who was on crack?
I'm telling you. But I like your optimism. I like your optimism, and any game day is a good game day. No matter the circumstance.
You know what I need to do? If I really want to get it hot, start this up. Let's start this from the
beginning. Start it over. Here we go.
Yeah, I got to take my eyes off my own paper.
All right.
I'm going to take my eyes off my own paper. We know about the Houston Texans. We cover them all the time around here. The Carolina Panthers? An overwhelming favorite? The Carolina Panthers? Sam Darnold and his fat face? The guy who was seeing ghosts? A white running back? A white running back?
A basketball state?
Matt Rule from Baylor? Carolina Panthers, a double-digit underdog? Number one defense? Are you kidding me? Texans versus Panthers. Still not convinced. I kind of think Carolina's good.
Yeah, I do too. I think they are, but man, come on.
How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this?
What is the road to victory?
We got to be honest with our audience.
The road to victory. Here we go. Run the ball. Run the ball some more. Run the ball some more. Get in a third down and passing situation. Play action pass, even though they may not fall for it. And run like hell away from that pass rush and find Brandon Cooks, because I don't have a lot of confidence in everybody. Have you seen the receivers that are going to be starting?
So they're going to run the ball with who?
I'm thinking Ingram, Johnson, Lindsey. Well, you asked. You asked the path to victory. Yeah, here's another part, another aspect of the path to victory. And I think this is going to be key in two games this weekend that hold my interest. Clearly, the Carolina Panthers are more talented, probably better overall coached, have better depth, and are grooving, right?
Grooving? Like groovy?
They're like groovy. Yeah,
this is the Brady Bunch?
They're grooving.
Partridge Family?
Turnovers, man. I mean, we talk
Austin
about...
Austin Powers.
We talk... That's not really my bag, man. Look, we talk about Lovie Smith and what this Texans team is doing. Turnovers are actually, let me just, you know, go all the way back to the very beginning. The path to victory is turnovers. Almost period paragraph. The path to victory is creating some turnovers. And so, you know, I said in two games, the other one is Arkansas. I think, you know, the Aggies are probably a little more, you know, a little more talented, a little better coach, especially defensively. And certainly, you know, they're one of those teams that has a lot of talent. And they're grooving as well.
I know you're watching the same film I watch. Come on now.
Shout out to Clint. They're grooving. They're grooving as well. But if Arkansas gets a couple turnovers, they could win the game. So I think that's the key for the Texans is creating
John,
those turnovers.
What are you doing? Are you just giving me the keys to the game that I could say? Let's say that next week. Just mark what John said. Just copy paste it.
No.
If you can force the turnovers, then you're going to have a chance to win the game. You're doing the generic keys to the game that you can do any week.
If you're able to take a 2-score lead into halftime, then odds are you got a much better chance of winning that ball game.
Let's just roll with that.
You can say that. It's true. You can say that in any game. Turnovers are going to be big. But I think this team has created turnovers. This team did it in the preseason. This team has done it in two games already, even the one they lost. So you create some turnovers. They have that in them is what I'm saying.
All right. Let's kick it now to I Watch the Tape, Johnson, here with our Week 3 preview of the Houston Texans. All right, fellas. I Watch the Tape. The keys to the game, Texans versus Panthers. Turnovers. Forced turnovers. If you take the ball away, you get more opportunity. Field position, number two. Field position. If you can win the field position battle, you put yourself in better position to win. Key to the game number three. 6-3. You score touchdowns and you don't kick field goals against this Carolina Panther football team, then you got a chance to win the game. Number four, clock management. When you face a team like the Carolina Panthers, you got to manage the clock. You don't want to waste your timeouts. You want to have as many timeouts as possible. And key number five, and this is very, 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 very important. Don't drop the ball. When you're a wide receiver and the quarterback throws it to you, don't drop the ball.
The most important thing about football is the football.
And bonus point number six, against this Carolina defense, you got to protect the quarterback. Keep him upright. You don't want your quarterback on the ground. You can't throw touchdowns from the ground. Those are the keys to the game against the Carolina Panthers.
What's this cat's name? Watch the Tape Johnson?
Watch the Tape Johnson.
I like Watch the Tape Johnson.
That is the
We need to hear from Watch the Tape Johnson more often.
That is the funniest thing about keys to the game sometimes is like you like yeah. Like if it's one
But
thing,
you get my point.
No. Kinda, but yes, I do. But it's because the Texans need fluky stuff to happen,
and they have created them already. They have a track record.
What you're saying basically is a clean game where the Texans don't win the turnover battle,
and they stay on
Carolina
brand,
wins,
and they stay on brand defensively. They win the game. They don't. They lose the game.
If it is a clean no turnovers, Carolina wins.
They proved last week that they can get a turnover and still lose. But I'm just saying, you know, if that path is there, that's it.
I think the funniest thing is when you're listening to a pregame show or something, and there's nothing.
Watch
specific.
The tape, Johnson.
Watch the tape, Johnson.
God, let's create a Twitter account. That would be so good.
There's so many people that claim to watch the tape, and it's nothing you said really brought me back. Yeah. Brought me to the tape.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you just said that makes me feel like I'm talking to someone who watched the tape.
A lot of people in our business, especially, they want to almost validate themselves, like say, "Yeah, I got the all 11, and I'm watching the tape." First of all, they probably don't.
Isn't it all 22? See,
or all 22? Yeah. Yes, well, I think it's both.
Yes, you're not watching the tape, Johnson.
No, I always make. In fact, I always make it a point to say I rewatch the game.
Yeah.
Just the game that was broadcast for when, and I do that usually every Tuesday, just to kind of bolster my information a little bit. But I don't watch any all 22. I don't.
Man,
I haven't watched all 22 since Edison High School.
I am very, very unconfident in this game today. And look, and this isn't like me wanting to feel this way. I mean, what was I like last week with the Browns?
You were giddy.
I was going on.
You was damn near confident, man. You had them winning by one.
I think they would have won if Tyrod Taylor hadn't gotten hurt.
Yeah.
I think they would have won. I felt very good.
You don't have to apologize. I'm not going to pick the Texans.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
I don't like them.
To me, if the Texans win this game today, it would be the most surprise that I've ever been in since going back to the beginning of the Bill O'Brien era. It would be the most pleasantly surprised that I've been that the Texans have won a game.
They're almost a double-digit underdog at home. That's not a surprise. I mean, that would be a huge surprise, but that's not, bad to pick them. I just looked at it again. It's 8.5.
There's something else that I think is something that really nobody's talking about when it comes to what's going on with Texans versus Panthers. Just kidding.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
What would that be? What are you telling me?
I feel like there's another advantage that Carolina kind of has outside of talent that I don't think that we're taking into account enough.
What's that?
This was interesting. So this was Matt Rhule talking about getting ready for Davis Mills and getting ready for a rookie quarterback. And he brought something up that maybe I should have taken more into account. I don't know how much it matters, but this was Matt Rhule talking about that yesterday during his media session.
Obviously, Coach Kelly, their offensive coordinator, was there last year. So we've watched film going back last year, the year before, just to see the scheme. When Davis went in, it was pretty much the same thing. They got under center a little bit more. Went back to all the preseason games, have a good chance to see Davis play there. Obviously, we prepared for him in the draft, so we have a good book on him in terms of all the good things that he does really well. We've watched all that. We're also preparing for Jeff Driskel, who's come in, you watch him in the Dallas game. He's running some, zone read, so we're preparing for all the zone read stuff. So I don't think too much changes on our end. It really can't on such a short week.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think that they know Davis Mills better than anybody because they did need a quarterback heading into the draft. And I think this is something that New England's going to have with Belichick in 2 years as well, or 2 weeks as well. They studied the hell out of Davis Mills.
Because, he was projected to go there by some
outlets. Like in the third or whatever, second. Yeah. Like that to me is like something that I don't think we take into account, that I think that you can prepare for Mills. It's one thing for Carolina, but they went in depth on him and they studied him and they were entertaining the possibility of bringing him in. So you know how tedious these when you're talking about a position of need,
every
especially
detail.
With Matt Rhule and especially all that, like you are going as in depth on somebody as you can. So I feel like they know Davis Mills more than almost any other team that he will face.
As John McClain, who joins us at 10:35, would say, that's a great point, Landry. It really.
What the Landry Locker is a genius.
Yeah, there you go. He says that too.
Thanks, man.
No, that is a great point. They know the ins and outs and everything about Davis Mills, 100%.
What the vibes were like last time a Texan made his debut, his first start on Thursday Night Football. Some entertaining stuff from our friend Seth Payne next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, it's game day. We're trying to get the vibe. 713-572-4610. If you're confident, let us know. I'm not. I'm just being honest with you. This would be a pleasant surprise. It's something I'm rooting for, but it would be a pleasant surprise to see the Texans win this game. I'm not anticipating it. I watched Davis Mills play. Even with Tyrod Taylor, I think it would be a tough battle, but I watched Davis Mills practice as much as you did. And I think Carolina, this was the nobody's talking about once again.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Carolina studied Davis Mills a hell of a lot heading into the draft. Matt Rhule said as much. So on top of the tape they already got, I feel like they're more prepared than most teams would be on the short week. So the advantage that, you know, I think some would say the Texans have because of the lack of time Carolina has to prepare, I think Carolina has an even more advantage there. Here's Tim Kelly. He doesn't perk up very much. I want you to tell me, like, even for Tim Kelly, it seemed like he got a little bit perky when talking about this Carolina defense. This was the offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly, talking about that D.
They're fast. They're fast, and they run to the ball. At every level, they've got guys that can fly. They're two ends. Are as good of a speed rusher as we've seen. Obviously, we saw two good rushers last week, but they're totally different. Got really good athleticism. They can bend. They've got good counter moves to the inside. Shaq runs all over the place. He runs and hits. The chin guy, you know, flies around. He's blitzing. He sticks his foot in the ground last year against Green Bay. Comes down and makes a play. Almost gets the ball out 17 yards downfield. Like, he's just all of them play really, really hard. You feel their team speed when you watch them play.
He did sound a little perkier, as you put it, talking about that defense. I mean, it's hard not to be impressed with their pass rush. I mean, they've got 10 sacks, as we've mentioned this week. So clearly, with a rookie quarterback starting, I mean, that's problematic. Absolutely.
The last time the Texans had a rookie quarterback start was September 14th. 2017, Deshaun Watson versus the Cincinnati Bengals. It seemed like that was the beginning of something special. We know where we are now in regards to that. I just decided to go back because at the time I was with Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne, and I just wanted to go back to just try to get a sense of what the vibe was back then. I kind of have a little bit of a sense, but it is Throwback Thursday. We're going to get a full sense of what the vibe was like. Because Seth, there is no one else who I respect from an X's and O's standpoint, although me and Seth did argue a lot about Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage, but that's neither here nor there. But Seth, the vibe that he had heading into that game, he was very, very nervous. Let's go back and hear what Seth had to say about Deshaun Watson. And I was preaching to them before. I was like, positive. Let's be positive. Let's put some positive energy in the air. Let's put some positive energy. Now, I don't think that's a mindset you should carry with you all the time. But that had more to do with my belief in Deshaun.
Yeah.
I thought Deshaun was going to be special. So it was like positive, zen. B.O.B., the football idiot's not going to screw up Deshaun Watson. Let's zen. Let's see if Seth put that to practice.
F my temper. I don't care anymore. All right? I don't give a damn. I'm on 2.5 hours of sleep. Go screw yourself, buddy. All right? Yeah, look, I'm sitting there telling you for 5 minutes about my complex feelings about this, that I'm not all in on it, and you're going to sit there and try and accuse me of, like, being a homer or something because I didn't talk about the exact transaction. Go screw your little self. All right? You can go do that right now. It's not going to be that kind of day. You want me to give you every bullet point about everything involving this damn transaction in this draft pick every single segment? Man, I'm not in the mood for this today. I am not in the mood for this.
All right. So how would you describe Seth's mood there?
Energetic. Maybe a little bit bothered.
Let's see what happened as the show went on, because it was a 6 a.m. show. And, you know, Seth would be cranky at times at 6 a.m. Let's see if Seth can settle down. This is the last time that a rookie quarterback started for the Texans, September of 2017, Deshaun Watson versus the Bengals. Davis Mills going to do it tonight. Little TBT here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Deshaun Watson also hasn't had the experience that we have and had in the city with quarterbacks over the last 4 years, where you've had 9 different named starters. The nice, refreshing thing about everything right now is that this is all still very... This is a very good new and fresh beginning for Deshaun Watson. I just hope that he's conscious to see it.
as long as he can remember it.
I don't feel like Seth was very confident.
I don't think he was. I think that's a dead giveaway right there.
Here's Seth, and this is the me and Seth. This is what, when people text in and they're like, "Oh, you and Seth should do a show together." I'm like,
"No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't."
Yeah.
Like, that's not good for his mental health. That's not good for his blood pressure. Right. Him and Sean
are not good for your health in general. Fine.
Nah, it's not good for me either, because I don't want to be yelled at all the time. Not all the time. I can yell sometimes, but this is not good for either one of us. This was, I guess I don't remember completely, but I guess this was actually more towards Meltzer than it was Seth. But Seth read it, and I guess he just held on to it so he could bring it up on the air. But I think it was something like, "Hey, y'all act like y'all are actually like Meltzer will come in and just sip coffee at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And just act like, you know, he's just sitting there sipping a latte and not have anything going on. So I think I said something.
I've got a show to do here.
I said something along the lines of, let's try to make this not sound like two 80-year-olds fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a jackass comment by me.
Is it?
A little bit.
I'm not familiar.
Now, my motivation is not... It doesn't work for everyone, and I think it's the worst for Seth. And I'll be the first to admit it. But I guess I said something like, "Let's try to get excited." It was my backwards way of it. Seth did not like it. And I don't blame it.
I enjoy that you're supposed to be positive this whole segment, where Landry's version of a pep talk is, try to express some sort of excitement and or intrigue out of this debut, instead of just sitting there chatting about it like two 80-year-olds fishing on a dock.
I like listening to what a conversation would sound like with two 80-year-olds fishing on a dock.
I honestly read that, and I wanted to turn this exactly into just two guys sitting acting like they're sitting on a dock. If Landry tried to like help me with a diet or something, I would be eating eclairs every single morning just to spite Landry and his backwards idea of what a pep talk is.
Hey, try not to suck out there, fellas. Guys, really, try not to embarrass us, all right? There you go.
And I trust you. I support, unlike some people, I support our octogenarians. Except for the one guy that thought that I was anti-old people.
I can relate, Seth. I hear you, brother. Two 80-year-olds fishing on a dock.
The reason why that's relevant today, though, is because it's just a symbol of the quarterback position in this city. Even a first-round pick that you traded up for, mm-hmm. that was the mood. And it really was. It wasn't necessarily like we're doomed. It was are they going to screw this up with Deshaun Watson? And it ended up being screwed up
mm-hmm.
because of other stuff, because of organizational malpractice and mm-hmm. because of the stuff off the field. I guess you can add that to it. But even before then, organizational malpractice, Bill O'Brien screwed it up in like a completely different way.
Yeah.
But I think it's just symbolic of where we are now with another rookie quarterback making his first start on a Thursday night and to where we were then and everything that's happened in between. It's just kind of like a full circle thing.
And frankly, it's understandable. I mean, look at the, you know, this was a first round quarter, a top end first round quarterback that was a national champion and everything else and had that, you know, had that swag and certainly had a lot of hype around him. And it's very natural and understanding to be, you know, cautious about his first NFL start. I mean, look around the league right now. Trevor Lawrence is playing pretty well, but making a lot of mistakes. You know, a lot of top end first round quarterbacks outside of Mac Jones are, you know, it's okay and understandable to be wary of it.
Here we go. Here we go. Can I get the boss saying that, please? He's a little more exciting.
If we Here we go, baby.
There we go. Yeah. Here we go, baby. John McClain is in the building. Normally, he joins us on Tuesday, but it's game day. So you know what I said? I said, John, you know what? You normally come in on Tuesday.
Let's do this big.
We need you game day. It had nothing to do with David Coley's press conference going at the same time. I told John, look, you want to skip Coley's press conference? not going to happen, buddy. You go do your job you and you go ask Coley the questions.
Did you stick your forefinger in his chest?
I said, you go ask Coley the questions. We'll have you on game day. That's exactly how it went.
Now, when you want the accurate, when accuracy matters.
Okay.
I wasn't Coley's news conference. It was getting tested, or we get tested once a week.
There you go, Landry. Get it right.
Okay, John
Landry's
McQuaid.
Never gotten a fact wrong, ever. Okay. He's the most accurate person I've ever met.
See? John was getting tested for gonorrhea.
There you go.
And we moved him to
game day. I feel
like
that's not right, but let's just run with it.
Oh, it was Rona, my bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Figgy.
Yeah.
Coming up next, the man himself, John McClain. I'm going to kiss him on his cheek during this commercial break because I'm so excited to see him on a game day. The General, next.
Hang on. Before we talk about the Texans, I've been sitting here thinking about something.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Texans in the Super Bowl.
There you go.
When you're talking Texans, you're talking Super Bowl because we're the Houston Texans.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Inspirity.com. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Special time, special day. It is game day. John McClain joins us, presented by Horn Solutions. I got to tell you, John, you're glowing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you're just loving this Thursday night football. I don't know if you like that you're going to have a longer weekend ahead. I don't know if it's because you went to the Football Hall of Fame last week in Cleveland, but for some reason, you just got a little glow to you. You losing weight? Like, what's going on?
No and no.
He's excited. It's game day.
You're pumped.
How the hell can you think I look like I'm glowing?
You're glowing. And now you're not.
John,
now that the
do
mic's
I look
on.
Like I'm glowing?
Well, he is the opposite. This is John.
What the hell does glowing mean
opposite,
anyway?
The opposite about John McClain. Here's what happens.
You're glowing because you're going to Vegas. But
yeah, that's true.
Glowing.
But here's what happens. Here's what happens when John comes in here. He's all happy with us. We're like best buddies. And then the mic light turns on. You turn into a grump. What are we doing here?
I'd like to hear you say something accurate for a change.
You look
you know,
glowing.
The gonorrhea line is the only accuracy you've ever had.
You look.
See there? Here, let me tell you what it is. He's not glowing.
He is glowing. Look at that smile. Look at that smile.
That got him turning red right now.
Look at that smile. He has been glowing this whole time, and he's not admitting it.
Smile.
He does not want people to know how happy he is right now.
When I hear the term glowing,
something's going on.
When I hear the term glowing, I think of a pregnant woman.
That's exactly what I think. Yeah. I look like I'm pregnant, but I'm not.
He's not glowing. He's giddy. He's excited. It's game day.
Giddy.
Okay, yes, excited. It's okay. You don't have to try to
be
cool.
I used to be giddy when the Texans were winning division titles and you wondered if they could get beyond the second round for the first time in history, or when the Oilers were good and you wondered if they could get beyond the second round for the first time since the Love You Blue era. And you know what? It's never happened.
What's that ride to the elevator like for you during a primetime game? Because what's the difference between John McClain arriving to the stadium, getting in that elevator, going up to the press box during a primetime game versus during like just a normal Sunday noon game?
It's no different. Now, when I go up there to work during the week, it's different because usually I'm on the way up. I need to go to the bathroom, so I've got a different look on my face.
I will say this, John, and you can maybe be embarrassed by it or deny it.
I'm embarrassed.
But it's true. National games, when John McClain walks through that press box.
Oh, yeah.
I got a giddy up. What is a hitch in my giddy up?
All the national media just like kissed the ring. Man.
I'll tell y'all a story.
They just love John McClain.
When I was covering the NFL after the Oilers left, and I covered the NFL for, 97 through 2001, and then I still covered the NFL first 3 years of the Texans because I didn't want to cover another loser. And so one of the first places I went to was New England's primetime game. Mm-hmm. They were playing the Colts. And back then, I would take my computer up, put it at my seat, set everything up, then I'd go walk around the parking lot.
Right.
And as I was walking around the parking lot, and this might have been the first year the Oilers were gone in 97, I walked around.
A lady threw you a
brawl. People were so excited for that primetime game, like they used to be here when people would get so pumped during the Love You Blue and the run and shoot eras. And I thought, we're never going to have this feeling in Houston again of a primetime game, because I didn't think we'd get another team. Because the NFL didn't want to come to Houston.
They wanted L.A.
They wanted to go to Los Angeles, and if not for Bob McNair, they would have been there. So there's still a buzz for a primetime game.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 1-1 and you're playing Carolina. It's still different. A lot of that has to do with alcohol. And Sunday nights are best because you get more fans.
What do you mean alcohol?
They got all day to drink, where on Thursday they got to go to work, so they can't be drinking all day.
There's a lot of people who drink at work these days, though. Have you been in our sales section?
No.
Looks like a damn specs.
It does.
I'll get some, take it home with me.
There you go. You could.
You can.
Nobody will miss it.
Right there to the right, trust me.
It is special when there's a primetime game, and even if it's – and this is a good time for the Texans to do it early in the season. And I believe, based on what I saw in Cleveland and how well Tyrod Taylor was playing, they had a chance to win that game.
They were going to win.
They had a chance to win it at the end. It will come closer. But the fact that Tyrod, they could have won, and they could be 2-0, and the NFL Network could go, whew,
yeah,
because both these teams were coming off 5-11 and 4-12 records. But still, the Texans, and I've done 7 talk shows this week and 1 TV, and all of them have been impressed because everybody thought the Texans would be the worst team in the league. Right now, they're not.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to channel one of John McClain's favorite expressions and ask you a question, John. Could you imagine what today would have been like? And we're going to have Scott Fowler on from the Charlotte Observer in the 1 o'clock
hour. Scott's really good.
He's a really good guy. He's a good friend. He wrote a column, I believe it was this morning, might have been yesterday, about just how close Carolina got to trading for Deshaun Watson. Could you imagine If Nick Caserio had picked up the phone, known what he now knows about the Deshaun Watson situation, and made that deal. Could you imagine what tonight would have been like with Deshaun Watson running on the field to face the Houston Texans?
It would have been great, but I don't think they were going to give up 3 ones, 2 twos, and a player, which was what they were asking before the legal problem.
Well, we'll get to it, but Scott said that they were willing, that the owner, wasn't they Federer or whatever the new owner is?
Tepper.
Was willing to do just about anything. It makes your mind wander a little
bit. They had a story about that back then. So did Miami. So did Denver. All of them said their teams were going to get him, and he wanted to play for their teams, and then the legal
problems came up. Our entire week would just be off the chain, off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
And that might have had something to do with the reason they...
Sure, the schedule.
Well, they never got into serious negotiations because they were waiting till after free agency, and then they would start in April, and then the civil suits just kept piling up.
Right.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. But this is where we are now. Davis Mills making his debut, probably a little earlier than most would like. Definitely a lot earlier than most would have anticipated. What should we expect from Davis Mills today?
Well, I called T.J. Yates, who was in the same situation in 2011, third stringer. I had to come off the bench in January in Jacksonville, and they barely won. And then he had to start the next game here against Atlanta, and it's still the loudest crowd I've ever heard in this stadium, including the playoffs. Fans really wanted to get behind him and try to be a factor, and they did win that game against the Falcons. But that was a lot better team. You know, they had Andre Johnson. They had Arian Foster. J.J. Watt was a rookie. They were loaded. And then that's one reason they were 10-6, won a playoff game, then lost to Baltimore in the divisional round. And Davis does not have that kind of team around him. But we're going to see him at some point. And I think we're going to see him early. Tyrod will come back, and then I think we'll see Davis Mills again later, so they can see what he learned with this experience, how much he's developed behind the scenes. The odds are he's not going to be the quarterback of the future, but they need to know. And if they lose, that just puts them closer to a higher draft choice.
What receivers are going to be trotting out there with Davis Mills?
It would be Brandon Cooks. As long as he's healthy, then that's good. Anthony Miller is going to be active, playing in the slot, and he'll be the third slot receiver they've had. Amendola is out. Nico Collins is out. And Brooks Cabine had a story yesterday. They're going to elevate Chris Moore from the practice squad. He's a veteran NFL receiver. And then they'll utilize the tight ends. I don't think he'll throw a whole lot of passes unless they get way behind early. Mm-hmm. And the only way I think they're going to get way behind is if they have turnovers, like muffing a punt that sets up a short field. And so the game should be relatively close because the defense is playing pretty well. On the other hand, they don't have Justin Reed. They don't have Kamu Grugier. Both those guys have been playing really, really well.
So those guys are out or they're questionable, right?
They're out.
You don't think Justin Reed's going to play?
I know he's not. I wrote that yesterday.
Well, I know. I'm scratching that.
They're trying to keep it alive.
Off my list.
Good. Take off Grugier.
Okay.
Both of them have knee injuries. It's anybody that left that game in Cleveland and didn't come back, and a lot of left and did. You can't turn it around in a short week.
Yeah.
It's just too difficult. They might have played if they played on Sunday. Now they've got 10 days to get them ready for Buffalo, and it really doesn't matter because the Bills are going to beat them anyway. But it's a bad time to have a lot of injuries, and they got it.
It sounds as if you think the Texans might have a chance in this thing.
No, I don't think they got a chance.
Okay.
They had Tyrod Taylor and they had Grugier Hill and Reed.
Because you talked about keeping it close.
I think they'd have a chance, but I think they'll end up getting –
defense.
I made my pick before I knew Grugier Hill and Reed were out, so I think I picked it 6 or 7. I think it'll be more than that.
So it's a Lonnie Johnson game then, right?
Yep, Lonnie Johnson, and you'll see more Terrence Brooks. And that's three safeties along with Derek Murray. And then they've got Christian Kirksey, Zach Cunningham, and Joe Thomas played when Grugier Hill went out. They would like to have Kevin Pierre-Lewis, but he's out too.
How much of Sam Darnold are you buying? Because Matt Rhule, I mean, you got to give him credit. He's done it everywhere he's been.
Joe Brady, he was very smart.
And Joe Brady, yes.
As his offensive coordinator after that incredible season at LSU. Texans interviewed Joe Brady for the head coaching job, and he will be a head coach at some point. I remember in 2018, Texans played New York, one of those December games. It was at 4 Eastern. Mm-hmm. And Darnold looked great as a rookie. Looked great. But Watson was greater, and they won. But afterward, all the people in New York media were talking about, man, they just finally got their quarterback. This is his best game. His career is going to take off. And it was too many changes, too much bad coaching, not enough players around him, which seems to be a perennial problem for the Jets. Now he's gone to Carolina. He's got two good receivers who are fast. He's got Christian McCaffrey. I'm not sure about their tight ends. And he's looked good. Now, you have to keep in mind who they've played. You know, when you played any team, in this case it was the Saints, and they're missing 8 coaches, including 6 on offense, mm-hmm. they're going to have a problem. And so a better barometer is going to be what they do after this game when they start playing better teams.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions, special game day edition. So no Justin Reed, no Nico Collins, no Danny Amendola.
Camu Grugier-Hill.
No KGH. Shorthanded. They're going against your guy, Matt Rhule. What do you think about the job Matt Rhule has done in his second year at Carolina?
He went 5-11 in his first year, and I did a talk show over there this week in which they said a lot of the fans and some members of the media, they didn't want him, think he's a college coach, too much rah-rah. And the reason they paid him, what was it, $56 million with a chance, $66 with a chance to make a bunch more, is to keep him away from the Giants, because the Giants wanted to hire him. He coached with the Giants one season under Tom Coughlin. And I always knew Matt Rhule wanted to go to the NFL. And I tell my Baylor friends, oh, no, there's no way he's leaving. He's so happy. And I say, yeah, he's happy, and he wants to coach in the NFL. And one reason I knew that is he talked about the NFL a lot, and he came to the Combine every year. And he did TV, and he came to the media room, and I interviewed him each time. And you don't hang out in that situation if you're not interested in going to the NFL. And I wish him the best. Phil Snow, his defensive coordinator, came from Baylor. Right now they're number one in every category in defense. But they played Jameis Winston on a terrible day. And who'd they play first game? Giants? Some bad team like that. Mm-hmm. And they haven't given up a point in the first half. And odds are, you know, they're going to be all over Davis Mills. And so their defense, those stats will stay intact. But after what Rhule did at Baylor, that was a hell of a lot tougher job than going to Carolina and trying to turn around that franchise, having the benefit of a patient owner with a long-time contract and a loaner who will pay a lot of money for what you want to do. And Rhule has final say on everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's in his contract. It's not like it's like a lot of coaches. They have a GM. A lot of people seem to think the GM's making the decisions, and they're not. It's the coaches that have final say. So after what he did at Baylor, if he can turn around Baylor and Temple, I think he can turn around the Panthers. But most people think it's going to be next year before you see the fruits of his labor.
It was actually the Jets that they beat week one. So, you know, 2 of his 3 first games this year against rookie quarterback Zach Wilson week one. Now he's going to get Davis Mills, sprinkle in a little bit of Jameis Winston. Seems like a pretty decent recipe for 3-0. I thought it was interesting. He was talking about the defensive coordinator out there that was with him at Baylor, was also with him at Temple. He's actually never been a head coach without having that guy calling his defense. So it's kind of like a package deal thing going on. But they've been good. They've been good. As you mentioned, number one, it's hard to be much better than that. In fact, spoiler alert, you can't be much better than that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, John McClain, presented by Horn Solution. National Suicide Prevention Month is upon us. You can join us for special programming of I'm Listening. It's going to be a 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports. Seth Payne, Cecil Shorts, they'll open up about their own struggle and success when it comes to mental health. That's going to be this Friday night at 8 o'clock right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And please remember, you are not alone. For more information, go to imlistening.org. Coming up, something nobody's talking about on both sides of this thing, and an advantage that I think that Carolina has that has me a little bit scared next.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.